Hello, my beautiful friend. Hi. This is George Winston, a blast from the past for me. It's an album called Autumn. I used to listen to this back in 1984. I remember I went to do a program in New York City. It was a semester-long arts program. And someone introduced me to George Winston, and we actually went to a concert. So it brings back all sorts of memories. Hi. Wonder how you're doing as you're listening to this. Many of you know I've been going through a season of grief, little pileup of losses. And wow, you know, I talked to you last week, and I'm just going to mention it here because it's so important. One of the things that has literally really kept my head above water is asking for help. And whether you're going through, you know, any kind of grief, it doesn't have to be a death or anything that extreme. It could just be maybe you're having a hard time. Maybe you're feeling low. Maybe you're feeling uncertain. Maybe something hard happened to you. I just want to put in a plug. If there's someone that you trust that can hold the hard stuff with you, it really does make such a difference. I've been learning, as I said to you last week, and that's not the topic of this week, since we just talked about that last week, but I just wanted to give a nod to all the people listening here who have been part of this beautiful support network. What I want to talk to you about today is something that just has been on my mind because I met someone, and I'm trying to think what the best way to introduce this topic. I don't know why. Usually I just kind of launch right in. I mean, I think the thing that's really interesting to me is that I met this person at an event. And my friend Susan and I were at a poetry event, and everybody, it seemed like everybody in the room was kind of just open and friendly, and I don't know, there was such a wonderful feeling, and I think we both complimented this young man on his style, and got to talking a little bit, and he mentioned somehow that he was taking his dad, his 84-year-old dad, on a bucket list trip. That really caught my attention. Oops, I guess I usually turn off the music, don't I? he said he was taking his 84-year-old dad on a bucket list trip. And my ears perked up because, right, I've just launched this end-of-life planner, and one of the very last sections is called There's Still Time. And I encourage people to really do the things that you've always wanted to do. And I love that this young man is kind of bridging Say It Now, which was a book of creative gift ideas, with the end of life planner, in that he gifted his dad by saying to him, "Hey dad, is there anything that you've really wanted to do in your life that you haven't done? Can I help you? Can I do it with you? Can I support you?" And just that was such a beautiful offering, right? I mean, simply to have someone ask us and, you know, to care enough to say, "Hey, you know, are there things that you want to do in your life?" And to give us that opportunity to think about that. That itself is a gift. But then to say, you know, "How can I support you in making this happen for you?" And it just really touched me. So I said to him, "Oh my gosh," you know, because they were leaving for Japan, I think shortly after. I can't remember now if I told you that, but his dad wanted to go to Japan. And so I said, "Hey, would you be willing to talk to me when you get back? I would really love to share this story of, not only is it a creative gift idea, but it's a beautiful, beautiful way to connect with someone at end of life," right? And not that his dad's not dying or anything, but he's 84. And, you know, as we kept saying when I was interviewing this gentleman's named Phil, you know, we just kept saying, like, we're all going to die, right? Everybody's end of life. But the older you are, the more chances that you're a little bit closer. Anyway, so why am I telling you this? Because I think it's a fantastic idea. First of all, I think it's a fantastic idea simply to spark a conversation. It doesn't have to be with a parent who's older, although how beautiful is that? But it could be with anybody in our lives, you know, just to have that conversation. Phil said he was totally surprised. He didn't know his dad wanted to go to Japan. He'd never heard him talk about that before. And it was a way to get to know his dad in a whole new way. And we could do this for each other, right? We could ask our friends, we could ask our family. And in particular, maybe we could ask people who are closer to that end of life stage. Maybe we want to talk about our own, these are some things I'd like to do. I wonder how I could make it happen. Maybe we want to process that with someone. So that's the first reason I'm bringing it up with you. The second reason I'm bringing it up is because what my final, I talked to Phil for, I don't know, maybe 30, 40 minutes. And my final question was, you know, what do you think your dad would have to say about how to seize joy or something like that? And Phil said, well, I know what he'd say because you asked me these questions to consider while I was in Japan. And I asked my dad. And my dad said, don't wait. Do the thing. Don't wait, because it might be too late if you wait a week, if you wait a month. Just take the first step to plan it. And I thought that was such a beautiful piece of advice to offer. Again, let's hope that any of us here right now, let's hope that we have years ahead of us. But we all know that we don't know. That's the thing. My mom is 87. I hope she has many years ahead of her. I hope she has many years. But we don't know. And one of the things that came up for me when I was talking to Phil about this bucket list trip of his dad's is that my mom had never said, like, oh, this is a bucket list item. However, my son and I had been talking a lot about her father and this Albanian coffee house he had owned when my mom was little. And we took her, I've told you this story, we took her to that town, which was the town where she was born, over the summer, this last summer. And that was a bucket list trip, even though she didn't, you know, she hadn't like written it down as a bucket list item. But it was a phenomenal trip and a very, very meaningful one. Just to remind you, we met with an archivist in the town who had photos of her father's Albanian coffee house. We went to a bakery where she had gone as a little girl. It was still open, and we got some baked goods there. And she really was thrilled that she was standing in the same place she once stood as a seven-year-old. She showed us where she used to ride her bicycle. It was incredibly meaningful. We also got to go to a nearby town where her grandmother had lived. And that was beautiful to get to see that added, you know, couple generations back to learn a little bit of the story. So I'm telling you all this because hopefully with someone in your life, maybe it's not your parents, maybe both of your parents have died, but maybe you have a sister, or maybe you have an aunt, or maybe you have a best friend, there's somebody in your life that might be occurring to you right now who you could offer, hey, is there something you've really wanted to do and you haven't done? And is there something that maybe would be easier if you had a companion, me, to either help plan it, to go along with you, you know, any of that? I was incredibly touched. One of the things that Phil talked about being on this trip to Japan with his dad, is he said, I learned so much about him because we were in a brand new place with interacting with new kinds of people, new kinds of food, a different language. He said he got to see these different sides of his dad and that he probably wouldn't have seen if they had not taken that trip together. He also told me that one of the things he did, and this is something you don't even have to wait for a bucket list trip to do, we can do anytime. He said he obviously took a lot of actual photos, but he said, I would also take a lot of mental snapshots. He said I would like take a deep breath and say to myself, I'm here with my dad. My dad is next to me. And, you know, he said at one point they were in this hot spring, you know, Japan has a lot of beautiful hot springs. He's like, we were sitting in this hot spring and he said, I'm here in this hot spring in Japan with my dad. This is a moment to remember. And he would just really like take it in so that when his dad is no longer here, he'll have those deep-seated memories. And I loved that. In a recent workshop I did with the beautiful Sonia. Sonia, hello if you're listening. Sonia talked a lot about rooting ourselves in the physical. And I think in some ways that's what Phil was doing. Tiny bit different, but also the same thing, because Sonia was saying, you know, if you take their hand, you know, really feel their hand, you know, your mom or your dad or your grandma. Really connect and you know, anchor it in your cells, root it in, because they're here physically with you right now. And there's going to come a time when they're not going to be here physically. And you're going to want to have that, you know, deeply embedded in you, that memory of the feel of their hand, you know. And I think what Phil was doing was a similar thing, maybe a cousin to that, which is like, I'm sitting next to my dad. Like, look, I can see his eyes. I can, you know, I can hear his laugh right now. We're here. We're alive together. I mean, that's something you could practice with anybody, right? It's a beautiful way to practice presence. And yeah, let's play a little more music. I think I'm going to close out for now on that. And you'll let me know if it sparks anything for you. I always love to hear from you if things do. Or if you try things, I really love that. That always makes me so happy. Oh, and last, I just want to thank people. I want to thank those of you who reached out. I did, and I'm so glad I did this. I decided to launch my birthday letter writing project, even though it's my birthday was last month. That's all right. It's really important to me to be writing letters to people who are going through hard times. I realized that not only on the one hand, asking for help is really great medicine, but also reaching out with kindness and love to people who are hurting and grieving is also medicine. So I just wanted to say that just to thank those of you who did send me some folks that I could write to. And I'm in process with that. And I'm really, it really fills my heart. So just again, maybe leaving on that note, you know, if you're in pain, if you're having a hard time, ask for help, give help. And if you're doing great, I'm so happy for you. If you're doing great and you've got some extra energy, maybe just think about, is there somebody in my life right now who has gone through something really hard, and I can simply send them a text and say, I'm thinking of you. I know this is a hard time. I love you. Just like that. You know, no need to ask them how they are. I find that that's a really hard question when people say, how are you? I'm like, don't ask me that. You know, but if someone just says, I'm thinking of you, I love you, or a simple question, you know, how's your son? You know, something else in their life that they could respond to that isn't as big as how are you is really great. So anyway, I hope you'll be asking people about their bucket lists. I hope you think of your own, and I'll see you next week. Love you. Thank you for being here.